Well, Lomas Brown Jr. and I, Lomas the legend, just came up with a new legendus. No, legendus. Ann Thomas, our fearless leader, we said she's a legend too. But then we said, what's the female edition of legend? Because we don't know, because, you know, we were very good at what we did, but that meant dropping out of school. But anyway, she's the legendess. Legendess.
Yeah.
It's not rolling away.
I think it's just legend. I think legend is...
I think these days, a woman can be a legend just like a man can be a legend. Like a waiter is a waiter or a wait person. There's no waitresses and waiters anymore. There's no actors and actresses. They're all actors. You got to catch on to this stuff. I'm catching on to it, too. So it takes me a little time. All that aside, it's always nice to have Annie around and Lomas's friends. And everyone's having a good time here because... Well, this is the event. It is the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit. Make a plan to be here next year, Monday, July 12th, 2027, for the third annual gathering. Sad news out there. Marie Osborne is keeping track of as much of it as she can, as our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News. This was a real shocker when it came through, Marie, to hear that that Senator Lindsey Graham, who seems so full of life, passes away. And at first they didn't know why at the age of 71. Now they're saying, at least preliminarily, an aortic tear, Marie.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, we've got a teeny bit of breaking news on this story that I'll give you in just a second here. So a spokesperson for Lindsey Graham says that, as you said, these preliminary findings indicate aortic dissection as the cause of death for the 71-year-old senator. Many people are remembering the senator as hard working and someone with a real sense of humor. Here's what President Trump had to say today.
If I had Democrat problems, he could solve them. He was a man of all different abilities, actually. And he was a nice man. He was a great guy.
And once a critic of President Trump, Graham later became one of the president's closest allies, although he faced criticism for shifting his loyalties. Graham had just returned from a trip to Ukraine and scheduled to appear on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump, the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky, all giving praises as well as the Israeli leaders paying tribute to Senator Lindsey Graham. And we just found out in the last hour or so, Paul, that President Trump is endorsing Lindsey Graham's sister be named to fill out the rest of his term. Her name is Darlene Graham Nordone. And he's saying that she needs to be appointed. I recommend to Governor Henry McMaster that Lindsey Graham's wonderful sister, Darlene, serve as interim senator from the great state of South Carolina. And the interesting story about Darlene is that their parents died when she was just 13. He was older than her, but she was just 13. So he became her legal guardian. And he never married.
He literally adopted her.
Yes,
he literally adopted her.
Yes, yes.
And when you bring this up and you're going into this side of the story, it's common practice oftentimes when someone dies like this and their term ends, I think, in January or something, they would appoint his wife. I just found out he never married. You started to say that just now. I was stunned to hear that. I guess it just never came up, but I just always assumed he had a wife and children.
No, he never married. And he was asked, because, you know, he ran for president, well, who would be the first lady? And he said, well, I assume my sister will take on that role. So that was kind of a little interesting sidebar about his sister. Greatly, greatly admired. Obviously his sister greatly admired him. There were beautiful tributes that came through. Senator Klobuchar, a Democrat, of course, did a beautiful tribute for him, talking about how he had this twinkle in his eye about the kind of work that they did. When he worked with her, it was kind of like, can you believe we're actually doing this? And that was such a beautiful thing to say, I think, about somebody, that they had that much gusto and love of the work that they did. And again, not everybody agreed with him, not everybody liked him, but at least you could say that it was someone who was really dedicated to his work.
he's without question, he's a man. I don't know anyone could say he wasn't a decent man. And I'm glad they came out with this information as quickly as they did, because I got to tell you, right away I started hearing things like, was he poisoned when he was in Ukraine? Did they poison him? I mean, the stories that came out immediately. And then another one, which was not a bad guess, from doctors who said he just came back from a long flight.
Thrombosis,
you know, you should
right?
wear compression socks. Mm-hmm. Don't know if he does. But that thrombosis from sitting in a chair all that time. So I remind everybody who travels a lot, like me, get up and walk around. It'll save your life. Now, as it turns out, this isn't any of that, but it's still a good idea to do it. But this is going to be a stretch, but the truth of the matter is, there are so many studies that have indicated men live longer if they're married.
Oh, I know.
Think about
his
that.
Dad died young, though, too, of a heart attack. Yeah, his dad had died young of a heart attack.
And I would have hoped that with the world's best medical insurance and medical ability, you would have thought that doctors were all over that with him. I hope and pray, unless he was like a guy. Like Mike Parson said earlier, guys put things off. Guys don't go. Listen, if I didn't have Kim, I'd probably be dead by now at 73.
Yeah, I have a good friend who passed away. He was not married, and his friend said to me, Marie, if he was married, this wouldn't have happened to him. So, yeah, it's a real thing. Us ladies, we know
that's
where
that's not the case, but it is a real thing, though. I'm not trying to, it's just. I obviously had his reasons. I don't know what they were. I didn't know him. If I interviewed him ever, it was a long time ago. And all I know is I was shocked when I saw that. When I got the first word, I couldn't believe it. I had to go online and double check it and say, what is going on here? So anyway.
Anything else? Riri? Well, I do want to mention Mitch McConnell. We did get a restatement on Mitch McConnell. He released a statement saying that he is.
This came out after this. This came out right after. I mean, he felt pressured into doing this.
Yeah.
After the death, I think he felt like he better show that he's not dead.
I can't agree with you more on that. Exactly. He's in a rehab center. He said he kept quiet all this time because people of his generation did that. And he says he fell and he lost consciousness last month, and he's been in the hospital recovering. Yeah. And you know that at that age, when you spend any time in the hospital, it can really wear on you. So he's in a rehab facility now.
Yeah. But I just don't accept this thing about, my generation, we didn't talk about our problems or whatever. He's a United States senator. He's representing people who expect him to represent them.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think you can go and hide like this. I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed.
I don't think you should hide. Okay. Marie Osborne, the best, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. Thanks for your update on all of this. And I know they haven't announced anything yet regarding services and such.
No, but we'll get that info. Hugs to Lomas, please.
I'm sure. Oh, yes. I hugged him a moment ago. It's like he has an invisibility cloak, because if he hugs you, you disappear.
You do.
You're gone. You're absorbed into his massive body. Oh, boy. All right, Marie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We continue on WJR at 1243.